This is reposted.
Hello, and welcome to Reposted. In the next few moments, we'll be breaking down a post that we have found to be inspiring, interesting, or otherwise entertaining. Quotes that catch our eye and we feel are worth a deeper look. Thank you for stopping by.
Tony Capistone is one of my oldest Bay Area friends, meaning that he's not old, but we've known each other for a long time. He's an actor, writer, director, producer. A few years ago, he walked away from his full-time job as a pastor to start Brave Maker, a nonprofit film arts organization, basically a collective for everything collective, creative, that is. You can find him on the social medias at Tony Capistone pretty much everywhere and at bravemaker.com. Tony, let's start with this. Let's start with a quote from Pablo Picasso. Everything you can imagine is real. Now, Tony, you and I go way back. I don't remember how long ago it was, but you said, hey, I'm making a movie. Would you come be part of my movie? I have a radio guy. And I was like, okay. So I drove down to Redwood City. I go to the set. You'd literally close the street. There were hundreds of crew members. There was a grip. There was cameraman. There was catering. And I was like, holy crap. Tony is making like a real legitimate movie. I was like blown away. So when you imagine something, when you create something, you just go like, it's going to happen.
I like this quote, and I don't like this quote at the same time. Walt Disney said something similar. Stanley Kubrick, right? Something similar. If you dream it or imagine it, you can make it. So the part of me that likes it is I do live in my imagination a lot. I think as an actor, as a creative, you have to, right? You have to dream and think, and these stories that you're putting out in your mind are you know, you hope come to life. And I've gotten the privilege to see some of these things come, but it's also – it's exhausting being a dreamer and being using your imagination. It freaking sucks the life out of you because half the time they don't come to reality. So that's why I don't like it all that much.
I thought this was interesting. It hit me first as an actor, which things in life normally don't do. But with this, like, you think of the top actors you can think of. I remember Bryan Cranston telling a story on like one of the most powerful scenes in Breaking Bad when Jessica Ritter, her character's dying. And he said in that moment, he had done prep work thinking like what it would be if it was my daughter. And he literally saw his daughter. And for him to be able to do a convincing performance, it was real to him. And so everyone thinks like acting is just memorizing lines and saying it, but it needs to be real to you. I mean, does that resonate with you as an actor?
It definitely does. I never get all the acting methods right. You know, there's the Stanislavski, I can't even say his name right, but the method acting, there's all these different ways people express in acting. But I think the one thing that resonates with me is as an actor, even sometimes I'll say as an audience member, but let's as an actor, when you're performing, your body doesn't necessarily know if it's real or your body is believing that it's real, right? So you're murdering somebody, you're making love to somebody. It's like you can be quote unquote acting, but your body still has to feel these emotions. That's why I think we see so many actors get, you know, involved in all these really crazy situations, like running their bodies down, like literally through substances, or actors, you know, having affairs with their co-stars, because you have to feel these things. And that's why, like, I sometimes feel bad, like I get tired after a day of acting, but I'm like, no, it's exhausting to feel all these emotions from top to bottom when you're performing, because it really does have an effect on you. So yeah, all that to say, it does feel real.
All right, let's give a little backstory, Tony. You got a wife, you got three kids, you're side hustling for money, you have a great head of hair to take care of. Does regular life not bog you down? How do you stay creative? Like, how do you carve out time to be creative?
Man, it's just a hustle. I work on multiple projects at a time, so I often have, like, you know, a short film, a comedy series, a feature film. It's just too much going on at one time, but that's really the only way that I know how. I've been a nonprofit artist, pastor, all these things for my whole life. So I don't really know what it looks like to live with full abundance. So I just have to. I have no other choice. And I think optimism is just the way that I cope, which I know there's a proverb that says something like people who chase fantasies are stupid. So sometimes I feel that same thing. Like, I'm just kind of stupid. I don't know. That's how I live my life. My poor wife and kids. Jeez.
I'm curious what your thought is on, I definitely relate to having multiple things going at once. Is it you follow all the paths and go down the path of least resistance, or do you have an idea and you're going to see it through no matter what comes up?
just this works for me, but having multiple ideas helps me because I think getting blocked is a real thing. So when I feel stuck in one project, I'm like, I don't have any more ideas to take this project forward in this time or in this chapter or in this act of the movie, whatever it is. Then I just kind of switch to the other project and I just flow. So I just kind of go where the flow is. If the idea is for my book that I'm working on is flowing, then spend time there. If it's going for this TV show that I'm creating, then go there. That's just how it works for me. But I like to see them all come to fruition at some point.
I don't know if I mentioned Tony's got wife, kids, job, nonprofit, hustling. I don't know if I mentioned any of that. And one of the things that I noticed about you, Tony, on your social medias is that you're always trying to bring in money for your projects.
Yeah.
As a creative person, does that part of being creative, trying to get the money to fund your project, does that bog you down?
Oh, heck yeah. It's depressing. It's so depressing sometimes. I was telling my wife, like, and my wife is very much different in this realm. She does not want to be in front of the camera. She does not want to have the risky life. She does not want to have to ask for money. And that's everything about what I have to do. So it just feels like I'm constantly like asking for handouts and I have to question my value. Like, what value am I bringing to the world? I don't have a job that gets paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in Silicon Valley. I'm trying to create the value for myself. It feels like I'm waving my hands going, hey, I think I have good things to offer the world. These stories can impact culture and create change. Does anybody believe in it? That's hard. It's really depressing, but it's also motivating. Like, I feel like I have something to live for. I get up in the morning, like literally I got to get money to pay the bills, right? But also it's fulfilling. So I feel a sense of accomplishment. And right now I have two feature films that are coming to life at the same time, which not ideal to be trying to raise money for two films at one time, but because of pandemic and life, everything kind of coalesced at the same time. And I have two things happening. So that also is kind of a quandary, is to find out how do you navigate the time to both these projects, who the audience are, who's going to be the investor. So yeah, it's hard.
So I guess for the people that are listening, in what way can they go to you to help support your feature films or the work that you're doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, we need the arts, right? Everybody, especially during pandemic, we're watching TV and binging and all this kind of stuff. And this is our lifeline. So if you believe in those stories, support independent artists especially. And if you want to support me and my stuff, you can go to bravemaker.com. That's the nonprofit. We've got lots of films coming out through there. My feature film is bravemaker.com/thorns. It's a film based on a family that has to deal with the suicide of their matriarch. And then I'm doing a film that's a true story from the San Francisco Tenderloin about a man who does a 33-day hunger strike that just launched on WeFunder, which is an investor crowdfunding platform, this week. So go to 33daysfilm.com and you can invest $100, and the hope is you get that $100 plus 10% back someday.
I would highly recommend you go to bravemaker.com and check out Tony's headshots, because my wife and I have a very small part to play in Tony's smile. That's all I'll say. We have a very small part to play in his smile. Tony is like all over the social medias, Twitter, Instagram. I'm sure you got a TikTok account.
No TikTok. I refuse. No.
At TonyCapstone.com. And remember, bravemaker.com if you want to find any movies. Tony, you're such a peach. I love you to death.
Reposted. Thanks, guys.